Sa ikalawang installment ng white paper na pinamagat ng Australia Today, nakita na isa sa bawat tatlong magulang ang naniniwalang ang kanilang mga anak ay mahaharap sa mas mababang antas ng pamumuhay. Ito ang nakita sa survey ng mahigit na 2,000 Australianong kinumisyon ng wealth management partner ng National Australia Bank, ang MLC. Sinuri nito kung paano ang gastusin sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay ay makakaapekto sa hinaharap na salinlahi sa pagpasok ng Australia sa tinatawag na panibagong economic phase. Sinabi ng General Manager para Corporate Super para MLC, Lara Bergenian, humihina ang paniniwala o kumpiyansa para sa hinaharap ng ekonomiya.
In Australia, we've had 20 years of sort of economic prosperity driven by the mining boom, and I think people understand that the mining boom's over. We haven't quite yet worked out with any level of confidence where the next wave of growth in the economy is coming from.
Sa ulat, nakita ng kakulangan ng kasiguruhan ang punot dulo ng pagkawala ng paniniwala para sa hinaharap. Tinatayaan nito na 2/3 ng mga magulang ang naniniwala na kailanmay di makakabili ang kanilang mga anak ng sarili nilang mga bahay. Sa Sydney, sinabi ng 25 taong gulang na si Dallas Proctor sa kasalukuyang naiipon niya, maaring tumagal ng 8 hanggang 12 taon bago siya makapag-ipon ng sapat na halaga para pang deposit sa bahay.
People are angry, I think, and that's because there are such obvious policy changes that could be made to increase equity between generations. If you look at things like negative gearing, like means testing the family home, the pension asset test, if you look at, you know, the capital gains tax exemption, there's so many things that could easily be done that would really make a huge difference and start to redistribute the wealth down to younger generations.
Halos isa sa 5 mas nakakabatang Australianong maasa sa kanilang mamanahin mula mag-anak upang mabayaran ang kanilang mortgage o masiguro ang kanilang pangpinansyal na hinaharap at seguridad. Sinabi ng ama ni Dallas Proctor na si Donald Proctor, yan ang punot dulo ng issue ng di pagkapantay-pantay.
To me, it's not such an issue of intergenerational. It's the growing gap between the rich and the poor families. Because if you've got parents to hand down wealth, well, that's great. You're in that 1 in 5. That's a good thing. The people who won't get something handed down to them are the people whose parents don't have any money, the people who are renting now, who are struggling now.
Ang 24 na taong gulang na si Brianna McFarlane ay umuupa sa isang tinatag na share house sa Sydney dahil sa dahilang pangsosyal at pinansyal. Anya, wala pa sa plano niyang bumili ng sariling bahay at mas naiisip niyang mamuhunan sa ibang bagay tulad ng mga CP o shares sa stock.
I don't see buying a home in my near future. I actually think that for people my age, a lot of my peers I find aren't looking at even saving to buy a home either. And I think that what I sort of see as an option is maybe investing in other means rather than looking at buying a home. Definitely interested in setting myself up for that lifestyle, but I don't necessarily see owning my own property as a big part of that.
Sinabi ni Brianna McFarlane, di siya nagulat nang sinabi na di gaanong maswerte ang kanyang henerasyon pagdating sa pagmamay-ari ng bahay.
There's definitely less opportunity to rise from the bottom, I think, for our generation. I see my parents' generation and I see them often telling stories of coming from very little and being able to rise up to be very comfortable, and I don't necessarily see that for our generation.
Sinabi ni Lara Bergenian mula MLC, maaring medyo tinaas ng naunang henerasyon sa kanila ang uri ng pamumuhay kung ihahaming sa mas nauna pang mga henerasyon.
If I think back sort of 20, 30 years ago, really it was having access to education, a home, and good healthcare. Today, a comfortable standard of living includes an overseas trip every other year, private school fees, all of the latest mod cons in the home.